This is Marketplace. I'm David Gura in for Kai Rizdal. Websites used to all end with just a handful of what are called generic top-level domains. Those are the letters after the dot in a website's address. The big ones, of course, are .com, .net, and .org. .edu is in there as well. Well, the organization that governs Internet domains, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN for short, has been overseeing the slow rollout of some new domain extensions over the last few years. You may remember .xxx causing a stir. The latest is .sucks, which could cause some serious headaches for companies that want to protect their brands. Tim Fitzsimmons has more.
Vox Populi is the company that won the confidential auction to administer .sucks. They say they have benevolent aspirations for the new domain extension, hoping it will serve as a place for consumers to hold companies accountable online. Here's a promo video.
There comes a time when people get tired of being pushed. We can take it no longer.
Yep, that's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But an exemption is raising eyebrows. Any company with a verified trademark, say Comcast, could pay $2,500 to early register Comcast.sucks instead of $10 for a consumer to do so later in the year. John Berard, CEO of Vox Populi, says they aren't trying to ransom large companies into squatting and protecting their brands online.
15 years ago, when Ralph Nader's organizations petitioned the ICANN to create a .sucks, they sought a domain where the companies named would not be eligible to own these names.
But that exemption didn't happen, so the race is on for corporations to get in early and snap up all the .sucks that could be used against them. Jonah Berger, a professor of marketing at Penn's Wharton School, says brand protection is invaluable to large corporations. Open Twitter chats don't always go according to plan.
Consumers say, well, hold on, you know, you're not engaging in good business practices, and companies get upset and they close these things down.
It may be good business to get into the brand protection side of domain registration. The lawyers for former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, for instance, spent over $10,000 to gain control of 400.nyc domains, such as bloombergistooshort.nyc and bloombergistoorich.nyc. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.